Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Local news coming up at the top towards the in the next hour, 7 o'clock, with Stuart J. Waddles. State news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clemens, he's got sports, traffic, and weather, along with money and business news. And, of course, Pam Bianchi with the Midwest Farm Report. The morning news continues with CBS WAUK News Time, 7 o'clock.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, clashing with ICE agents as a federal judge blocks President Trump temporarily from sending National Guard troops from any state into the city.
We don't need help. We've got it under control.
The thing that's harming us is the escalation tactics that Trump's trying to use to create a narrative that, you know, Portland is this boogeyman that requires further militarization, and we just don't.
The president says he'll forge ahead with his battle that began in Washington, D.C.
It took 12 days. Think of that. Now we're in Memphis. We're doing the same thing in Memphis, and we're going to Chicago.
This is day six of a government shutdown, and Republicans and Democrats remain at a standstill. CBS's Jared Hill.
Yesterday, President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said they want to look at ways to address federal health care subsidies, but after the shutdown ends.
The Senate plans another vote on a spending plan today. Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, for indirect talks on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports said Netanyahu confidant Ron Dermer will not be joining the talks, at least at the beginning. But President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will come to Cairo. President Trump says both Israel and Hamas have said yes to the first stage of his plan to end the war.
It includes partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. They handed out the Nobel Prize in Medicine in Stockholm this morning.
It's a joint award for two Americans and a Japanese scientist.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi.
The prize honors three decades of research on peripheral immune tolerance, which is one way the body helps keep the immune system from getting out of whack and attacking its own tissues instead of foreign invaders. Sakaguchi made the first key discovery in 1995. Branco and Ramsdell made another breakthrough in 2001. Sakaguchi linked all of their work 2 years later. Peter King, CBS News.
In Tibet today, rescuers have gotten to about 350 hikers at a snowy tourist camp on Mount Everest. About 200 more still trapped. The BBC's Stephen McDonald from Beijing.
We spoke to one woman whose husband was on a 12-day trek there. 2 days into the trek, he called her via satellite phone and said, "You've got to speak to the police. There's way too much snow here. We're in big trouble."
One hiker tells a local news outlet 3 feet of snow has crushed their tents. Dow futures up 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Taylor Swift crushes The Rock at the box office.
She not only tops Billboard charts, but also the weekend box office.
I heard you calling.
Taylor Swift's new film, the official release Party of a Showgirl, brought in $33 million. The AMC Theaters release was announced just 2 weeks ago and features music videos and behind-the-scenes footage. It played at all 540 AMC theaters in the U.S. for 3 days, ending after Sunday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson sports drama, by the way, brought in just $6 million in wide release and cost $40 million to make. Cyclist Aurelien Fontenoy, now the fastest athlete ever to climb to the second floor of the Eiffel Tower on an all-terrain bike. He made it up 686 steps in 12 and a half minutes. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 24 people were arrested in Manitowoc last month. Last week, members of the community got together in Milwaukee to speak out.
One of the, I think, bright spots is the fact that is the community response. And there is a saying now embraced, right, in the movement, which is el pueblo salva al pueblo, which is in English, the people save the people.
Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera, praised the community's resilience, but questions the speed of the action. Immigration advocates report 3 workers were deported quickly, 1 transferred to a prison out of state, and 1 held locally. Homeland Security calls those arrested some of the worst, citing prior criminal convictions like sexual assault and child trafficking. ICE enforcement in the state is expected to increase, with the Palmyra Police Department signing an agreement to help identify and detain undocumented immigrants. Critics warn the operation fuels a cycle of deportations, raising concerns about community trust and fairness in the justice system. Brewers baseball will bring busy streets around the ballpark. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. Parking opens for tailgating 3.5 hours before the game gets going against the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment, all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. 2,200 homes suffered major damage or were destroyed. It's been 2 months since those massive floods hit Milwaukee County, and the numbers are adding up. Nearly 2,200 homes have major damage or were wiped out, most in Milwaukee's north and west sides and nearby suburbs. More than 3,500 people have already been approved for FEMA aid. That's about $26 million in all. The deadline for FEMA assistance is November 12th, and help is available online, by phone, or at local recovery centers. It wasn't a total loss for the Chicago area and sports this weekend in Milwaukee. The men's winner of the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon is from Park Ridge, Illinois, near O'Hare. Nearly 3,000 runners from across the country took on the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon and Half Marathon along the lake and downtown. The 43rd annual event featured a course that crossed the iconic Hone Bridge. James Weissensohl of Illinois won the men's marathon in just under 2 hours and 38 minutes. Isabel Say of Sussex took the women's top spot with a time of 2:48. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Wisconsin's updating its laws for the age of artificial intelligence. Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill that makes it illegal to post or make AI-generated intimate images meant to threaten or harass someone. The law also expands the definition of nudity crimes and protects people from having private images reproduced without their say. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in the digital age. A new COVID-19 vaccine's rolling out just in time for fall here in Wisconsin. With colder weather pushing people indoors, doctors expect more cases of respiratory illnesses, including COVID. Pharmacies already have the updated shot, and now healthcare providers everywhere are opening appointments. The governor's also signed an executive order making sure the vaccine stays covered by insurance for everyone in the state. Free speech on Wisconsin college campuses is back in the spotlight at the state capitol. Republican lawmakers are proposing a bill that would punish public universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes for 2 years, and even have to note violations on admission documents. The plan also calls for required First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. There's a new push in Madison to better understand Parkinson's disease. Lawmakers from both parties are backing a bill that would set up a statewide Parkinson's registry at UW-Madison. It would track cases of the disease and publish yearly reports. Experts say it could give researchers key clues about what might contribute to the second most common brain disease after Alzheimer's. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program will offer people expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown on This Week in Waukesha. We are acting locally, thinking globally with Dawn Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th. Plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial #250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, good morning, Milwaukee. How we doing? It's 712 WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Good morning. My name is Dan Haney. It's all news all morning here on WAUK. Currently, we got partly cloudy skies and 66 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 12. The big topic in Milwaukee tonight, of course, is the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs NLDS game number 2. Let's get a look at sports now with Mike Clemens, WAUK News Time 713.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game 2 of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game 1 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost. You move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day. Get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. WAUK News Time is 7:14. Traffic on WAUK is sponsored by Blindster.com. Let's get a look at traffic with Bonnie Green.
Well, right now, construction's still our only obstacle. Southbound 794, the entrance ramp from Car Ferry remains closed until the 13th. 43 northbound, your exit ramp to Port Washington closed until the 8th. And 794 westbound, the exit ramp to Car Ferry closed until the 13th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thank you, Bonnie. WAUK traffic is sponsored by Blinds.com. Blinds.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com. Although we get a look at weather, WAUK News Time is 7:15, and now look at the weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
7:15 WAUK News Time. All news all morning here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning, Milwaukee.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H responds to customers' requests, and the Bjorn is back. A bear claw as no other. O&H's Bjorn is filled with creamy cheese and strip of rich chocolate. Its golden pastry is dipped in silky chocolate and then finished with a honey glaze. O&H introduced the Bjorn last April. And if you missed it then, here's another opportunity you don't want to slip by. Do stop in today. The Bjorn is back at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. Given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 7:17 WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Serving all news all morning. Local news coming up with Stuart J. Waddles. State news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clements has got sports, Brewers and Cubs tonight, and the NLDS game number two. And we'll also have Bonnie Green update us on the traffic conditions here in the Milwaukee area. And weather as well, along with money and business news, and of course Pam Yonke coming up with the Midwest Farm Report. The morning news continues with CBS. WAUK News Time is 7:18.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protesters in Portland, Oregon, clashing with ICE agents as a federal judge blocks President Trump temporarily from sending National Guard troops from any state into the city.
We don't need help. We got it under control.
The thing that's harming us is the escalation tactics that Trump's trying to use to create a narrative that, you know, Portland is this boogeyman that requires further militarization, and we just don't.
The president says he'll forge ahead with his battle that began in Washington, D.C.
It took 12 days. Think of that. Now we're in Memphis. We're doing the same thing in Memphis, and we're going to Chicago.
This is day six of a government shutdown, and Republicans and Democrats remain at a standstill. CBS's Jared Hill.
Yesterday, President Trump and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said they want to look at ways to address federal health care subsidies, but after the shutdown ends.
The Senate plans another vote on a spending plan today. Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, for indirect talks on the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports said Netanyahu confidant Ron Dermer will not be joining the talks, at least at the beginning. But President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will come to Cairo. President Trump says both Israel and Hamas have said yes to the first stage of his plan to end the war.
It includes partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. They handed out the Nobel Prize in Medicine in Stockholm this morning.
It's a joint award for two Americans and a Japanese scientist.
Mary Branco, Fred Ramsdell, and Shimon Sakaguchi.
The prize honors three decades of research on peripheral immune tolerance, which is one way the body helps keep the immune system from getting out of whack and attacking its own tissues instead of foreign invaders. Sakaguchi made the first key discovery in 1995. Branco and Ramsdell made another breakthrough in 2001. Sakaguchi linked all of their work 2 years later. Peter King, CBS News.
In Tibet today. Rescuers have gotten to about 350 hikers at a snowy tourist camp on Mount Everest. About 200 more still trapped. The BBC's Stephen McDonald from Beijing.
We spoke to one woman whose husband was on a 12-day trek there. 2 days into the trek, he called her via satellite phone and said, "You've got to speak to the police. There's way too much snow here. We're in big trouble."
One hiker tells a local news outlet 3 feet of snow has crushed their tents. Dow futures up 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Taylor Swift crushes The Rock at the box office.
She not only tops Billboard charts, but also the weekend box office.
I heard you calling.
Taylor Swift's new film, the official release Party of a Showgirl, brought in $33 million. The AMC Theater's release was announced just 2 weeks ago and features music videos and behind-the-scenes footage. It played at all 540 AMC theaters in the U.S. for 3 days, ending after Sunday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson's sports drama, by the way, brought in just $6 million in wide release and cost $40 million to make. Cyclist Aurelien Fontenoy, now the fastest athlete ever to climb to the second floor of the Eiffel Tower on an all-terrain bike. He made it up 686 steps in 12 and a half minutes. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. A man is in the hospital after being rescued from a burning apartment in Milwaukee. Firefighters say it started yesterday afternoon on the third floor of a building near Lloyd and Holton. The apartment was destroyed, but no one else was hurt. The cause remains under investigation. If real estate movement is any measure, immigration enforcement efforts could increase around here. ICE is moving into a new 20,000-square-foot facility on Milwaukee's northwest side after months of renovations. The building on West Lake Park Drive will serve as the main office for immigration officers and staff. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the federal government is also looking for a second office downtown for attorneys who work with ICE, but that office will not hold detainees. After the recent ICE raids in Manitowoc, including 24 arrests tied to suspected trafficking, several advocacy groups got together in Milwaukee. Forward Latino National President Daryl Morin says he's against the aggressive enforcement.
And let me remind you of one other thing. In and of itself, it is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States. It's a civil violation, like the civil violation I'm going to get when my parking meter expires and I get a parking ticket. It's that minor. And why is it that way? Per statute, per act of Congress. It is not a crime to be undocumented in the United States.
Homeland Security says some of those arrested up north were involved in serious crimes like sexual assault and child trafficking. No criminal complaints have been formally released. Some detainees have been deported or transferred to other facilities. Local advocates and faith leaders are calling for more transparency from federal authorities, saying many of those arrested are farm workers and members of the local community, not criminals. The operation has also sparked fears that immigrant workers are hesitant to go to work or school due to the uncertainty surrounding the raids. ICE officials say the enforcement actions are necessary to uphold the rule of law. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. And that's the local update. It's all news, all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A veterinarian in southern Wisconsin's losing his license for now. The state's veterinary examining board suspended Dr. Richard Domlin. He's the lead vet at Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. The board voted unanimously after a surprise inspection turned up problems with record keeping. Van Domlin had been allowed to keep practicing under certain conditions before the suspension. This isn't the first time Ridgeland Farms has faced criticism over alleged mistreatment of animals. People in Wisconsin are no longer paying sales tax on electricity and natural gas used in their homes. It was a bipartisan effort that went into effect last week, highlighted this week in Governor Tony Evers' weekly radio address.
Here in Wisconsin, we're working to lower costs for working families and give folks a little extra breathing room in their household budgets.
Evers says the change will help ease the strain of rising living costs. The governor talked up the long-term impact of eliminating the tax.
Over the next 2 years alone, eliminating the sales tax on utility bills will help reduce energy costs for families and save Wisconsin households over $178 million.
Critics argue that eliminating the tax cuts state revenue, which could affect funding for public services in the long run. A new case of bird flu has been found in Wisconsin. The state's agriculture department says the disease hit a commercial poultry flock in Jefferson County that's now under quarantine. Officials say none of those birds will enter the food supply. They're reminding all poultry and livestock owners to keep their hands clean, regularly disinfect their tools, and keep animals separated. Bird owners are also urged to keep their flocks indoors whenever possible. And a monarch migration has begun. If you're lucky, you might spot the butterflies flying south through the state. Right now, they're making a 2.5-month trip from the north all the way to central Mexico. Experts say only a tiny super generation makes that journey. Just 2 to 5% of monarchs survive to adulthood. At night, they rest in roosts that can include hundreds or even thousands of butterflies. Scientists say you can help by planting milkweed and nectar plants and reporting sightings to track their migration. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news, all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender Podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Jane Metmayer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Metmayer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we'd lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Metmayer on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
Hey, good morning, Milwaukee at 7:30 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Mix of clouds this right now at 66 in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the southwest at 12. And the talk of the town tonight in the Bruce City and right now as we speak, as you're thinking about it perhaps on your way into work, Brewers and Cubs, game two of the NLDS. Mike Clemens with Sports Now, WAUK News Time 531.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back and it's inconclusive and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clement.
Thank you, Mike. WAUK News Time 5:32. Get a look at traffic here quick. Traffic Front is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. WAUK Traffic with Bonnie Green.
Well, construction still our only issue right now. We are delay-free. Highway 794 southbound, the entrance ramp from Car Ferry closed with road work until the 13th. And a little shorter term, 43 northbound, your exit ramp to Port Washington remains closed with road work until the 8th. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. WAUK Traffic is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, commercial insurance, flexes to fit your business needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Insurance, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need and get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Coming up, more news, more sports, traffic and weather, WAUK, all news all morning. And WAUK News Time is 7:33.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
And now a look at WAUK weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Coming up, we'll get a look at ag news from Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. WAUK News Time 7:33.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You'll never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live.
just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WAUK News Time 540 on 100.3 FM. All news all morning. WAUK News Time 735. Let's get a look at Ag News with Pam Bianchi.
You know, the weather has treated Wisconsin farmers pretty well for the harvest of 2025, but that's not the case everywhere. I'm Pam Bianchi, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning, taking a look at the news influencing your markets. Our neighbors to the north, for example, in Canada, facing some very dry conditions across most of their agriculture regions. That includes Prince Edward Island. Now, if you're challenged to find a map, Prince Edward Island is the area of Canada directly east of Maine. That's where Ryan Bennett is farming, and he says it has been incredibly dry and incredibly hot all growing season there.
You just kept thinking, well, it's going to rain sometime, and then it just never did. The majority of the island has been really dry for the entire summer, and for most stuff, it's too late. We're going to see significant yield reductions on potatoes. Most of our grain corn, I imagine it'll be down 20-25%. Probably won't be harvesting it for another 2 or 3 weeks anyway. Soybean yields, half a ton to the acre on soybeans, when they usually would get a ton and a quarter, you know, so there's going to be some hurt around on crops this year.
Ryan Bennett, he is a farmer on Prince Edward Island, Canada, trying to struggle with the hottest, driest growing season on record. Markets in overnight electronic trade. Not much happening on the international market, and that's why markets are lower. Numbers are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a nickel to 177. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a half, 179, while AA butter stood still, $1.75 a pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 7 cents at 1701, while December's unchanged, 1714 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's down a half at 418. November new crop soybeans down a penny at 1017. The December wheat's down 2.5 at 513. July new crop down 2.5. 554 bushel. That's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Bianchi.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process, unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning. My name is Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. It's 7:39. And right now we've got some clouds up there in the sky. 65. Winds are out of the southwest at 12. We'll get a look at all the weather and local morning news with Stuart J. Waddles. State news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clements has got sports, traffic and weather, along with money and business news. And, of course, Pam Miyake's farm reports throughout the morning. The morning news continues here on WAUK with CBS World News next. WAUK News Time is 7:40.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protests in Portland. Oregonians standing up against President Trump's expanding plans to send federal troops into more American cities to fight crime. Last night, a federal judge temporarily blocked him from dispatching the National Guard to Portland. State Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
The state of Oregon will absolutely not be a party to the president's attempt to normalize the use of the United States military in our American cities.
Overnight, Illinois' governor announced the president is deploying hundreds of Texas National Guard troops to Chicago.
People shot and killed. And Frisky gets up and says, what a wonderful place it is. They need help.
Israeli and Hamas leaders are meeting in Egypt today to discuss President Trump's sweeping peace plan for Gaza. Correspondent Deborah Patup from Jerusalem.
There are many sticking points that could upend the deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand. And many Israelis believe the danger lies within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, where his right-wing allies have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas is not destroyed.
The U.S. Supreme Court opens a new term today, and President Trump's agenda will be front and center. CBS's Jan Crawford.
First up on Tuesday is a case involving so-called conversion therapy. Next week, the court's going to take up what could be one of the most significant cases of the upcoming session, whether or not states can draw up congressional districts along minority lines, racial redistricting.
A report says the Trump administration is ready to make it tougher for older Americans to qualify for Social Security disability payments.
The plan would have officials eliminating age as a factor in determining eligibility or raising the eligible age to 60. It would also update labor market data to eliminate certain kinds of jobs that are now obsolete. The Washington Post says 750,000 people could lose benefits worth some $82 billion over 10 years. Peter King, CBS News.
Couldn't make it to a theater to join all the other Swifties decked out in sequins and glitter. Taylor Swift has just released her music video for Ophelia, the first from her new Life of a Showgirl album for everyone to see. The album dropped Friday, and it's already broken a single-day streaming record on Spotify. The companion behind-the-scenes film topped the weekend box office with $33 million in domestic sales. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing.
Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
New research focuses on the impact of heat waves on oceans.
Oceans store massive amounts of carbon dioxide, protecting us from climate change. But new research shows increasingly common marine heat waves are slowing the ocean's ability to do just that. Scientists led by the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute found instead of sinking to the bottom, carbon is getting stuck near the surface during heat waves in the Gulf of Alaska, meaning more carbon could escape back into the atmosphere. With those heat waves becoming more frequent, experts say long-term ocean monitoring is crucial to protect marine life and the climate. David Schechter, CBS News, Dallas.
A warehouse chain is jumping on the weight loss bandwagon. Costco will begin selling Ozempic and Wegovy soon as Novo Nordisk rushes to get ahead of the competition, including cheaper copycat versions. Both prescription-only weight loss injectables will sell for more than $500 at Costco pharmacies. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 24 people were arrested in Manitowoc last month. Last week, members of the community got together in Milwaukee to speak out.
One of the, I think, bright spots is the fact that is the community response. And there is a saying now embraced, right, in the movement, which is, el pueblo salva al pueblo, which is, in English, the people save the people.
Christine Newman-Ortiz, executive director of Voces de la Frontera, praised the community's resilience, but questions the speed of the action. Immigration advocates report three workers were deported quickly, one transferred to a prison out of state, and one held locally. Homeland Security calls those arrested some of the worst, citing prior criminal convictions like sexual assault and child trafficking. ICE enforcement in the state is expected to increase, with the Palmyra Police Department signing an agreement to help identify and detain undocumented immigrants. Critics warn the operation fuels a cycle of deportations, raising concerns about community trust and fairness in the justice system. Brewers baseball will bring busy streets around the ballpark. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. Parking opens for tailgating 3.5 hours before the game gets going against the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment, all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. 2,200 homes suffered major damage or were destroyed. It's been 2 months since those massive floods hit Milwaukee County, and the numbers are adding up. Nearly 2,200 homes have major damage or were wiped out, most in Milwaukee's north and west sides and nearby suburbs. More than 3,500 people have already been approved for FEMA aid. That's about $26 million in all. The deadline for FEMA assistance is November 12th, and help is available online, by phone, or at local recovery centers. It wasn't a total loss for the Chicago area in sports this weekend in Milwaukee. The men's winner of the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon is from Park Ridge, Illinois, near O'Hare. Nearly 3,000 runners from across the country took on the Milwaukee Lakefront Marathon and Half Marathon along the lake and downtown. The 43rd annual event featured a course that crossed the iconic Hohn Bridge. James Weissensohl of Illinois won the men's marathon in just under 2 hours and 38 minutes. Isabel Say of Sussex took the women's top spot with a time of 2:48. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Wisconsin's updating its laws for the age of artificial intelligence. Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill that makes it illegal to post or make AI-generated intimate images meant to threaten or harass someone. The law also expands a definition of nudity crimes and protects people from having private images reproduced without their say. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in the digital age. A new COVID-19 vaccine is rolling out just in time for fall here in Wisconsin. With colder weather pushing people indoors, doctors expect more cases of respiratory illnesses, including COVID. Pharmacies already have the updated shot, and now healthcare providers everywhere are opening appointments. The governor's also signed an executive order making sure the vaccine stays covered by insurance for everyone in the state. Free speech on Wisconsin college campuses is back in the spotlight at the state capitol. Republican lawmakers are proposing a bill that would punish public universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes for 2 years, and even have to note violations on admission documents. The plan also calls for required First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. There's a new push in Madison to better understand Parkinson's disease. Lawmakers from both parties are backing a bill that would set up a statewide Parkinson's registry at UW-Madison. It would track cases of the disease and publish yearly reports. Experts say it could give researchers key clues about what might contribute to the second most common brain disease after Alzheimer's. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program will offer people expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
Hey, it's downtown Donnie Brown on This Week in Waukesha. We are acting locally, thinking globally with Dawn Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th. Plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Hey, good morning. My name is Dan Haney. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time 751. We'll have details with the sports world from Mike Clemens coming up. Traffic delays on some parts of the freeway system. And we'll get the latest report on another warm, mild day in store with the weather. And right now we've got some clouds and 65. Winds are out of southwest at 12. Let's get a look at sports. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost. You move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day. Get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's do this Monday, Milwaukee and Waukesha, shall we? WAUK News Time is 7:53. Time to check the traffic, which is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Bonnie Green.
Well, very big delays on 94 eastbound. You are jammed up from 92nd Street to 35th Street, 25 minutes, Moreland to Marquette. 894, 41 southbound, the Zoo Interchange to the Hale Interchange, a 6-minute trip. And southbound 43, Brown Deer to Marquette, a 21-minute trip. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
WAUK traffic is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Get a quote today in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Weather forecast, let's do it. WAUK News Time 7:54.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s, increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
And good morning at 7:56 WAUK on 540 and also on 100.3 FM. You can stream us too at waukradio.com. We're serving up all news all morning from 6 until 9. And then at 9 o'clock, you've got Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. It's coming up in the next, at 9 o'clock it's coming up. There you go. Let's get a look at some money news here on WAUK. News time is 7:56.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Andrew from Nebraska asks, when my nieces and nephews were born, I opened up an UTMA account for them. I have a new nephew coming, and I was wondering, with the new 529 rules, would it be better to open up a 529 or stick with the UTMA account for the new nephew? Andrew, I would choose a 529 plan over an UTMA account. Given those new rules, which allow up to $35,000 of 529 funds to be contributed to a Roth in the beneficiary's name, that 529 plan is now even more of a slam dunk.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Well, happy Monday. It's October 6th, and it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Local news coming up with Stuber J. Waddles, state news with Leslie Lotto. Mike Clements has got your sports. We'll get traffic and weather updates as well, along with money and business news and Pam Bianchi's farm reports. The morning news continues with CBS coming up in just a couple of seconds. WAUK news time is 8 o'clock.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS